All right, what's the biggest city in Louisiana?
New Orleans.
And what's the capital?
Is that Baton Rouge?
Uh-huh. What's the biggest city in southern Ohio?
Columbus? Let's see.
Ohio. I think it's probably the biggest city in Ohio, actually. It's where the team the Reds are.
I can't think of a thing, but Columbus. Ohio.
Let me see. It sounds like it's an Indian name. It begins with an E, with a C, but it has an S sound.
Susie. No, yeah. That's Iowa. Yeah. That's Iowa. I just can't remember.
Can you think of it with Reds? The Reds baseball team?
Uh-uh.
All right, I'll spell it for you. C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T.
Cincinnati.
Okay. How about the biggest city in Kentucky?
Would that be Louisville?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How far would you say it is from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham?
About 58 miles, I think.
Okay. If somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure you want to, you might say, I don't know.
If I can or not.
All right. Okay, if you have a very sick friend and he's not likely to get any better, if someone asks you how he's coming along, you'd say, well, it seems...
But he ain't gonna live very long.
All right.
Oh, but he's worse.
Okay. If you were asked to go somewhere without your husband, you say, well, I never go.
Uh-oh, let's see.
Or I won't go.
Without him. I won't go alone.
Okay. All right, if you want somebody to go with you, you say, I won't go, blank, he goes.
I won't go unless he goes.
All right. If your daughter didn't help you with the dishes, you'd say, she went off playing.
And left me all the dishes to wash?
Okay.
Without helping me?
Okay, yeah. If a man is funny and you like him, you say, I like him.
He has a good sense of humor.
Right. Why do you like him?
Because he has a good sense of humor.
Okay. What did you hear you say because?
Because.
Okay, what's the largest Protestant denomination in the South? Probably in the whole country.
Well, the Baptists are pretty strong
in
the South.
That's it. Okay, if two people became members of a certain religious organization, you would say they
join the church.
Fine. In church you pray to
God.
Okay. The preacher preaches a
sermon.
Okay. The choir and the organist provide
music.
Okay. You might say the music is
lovely.
The sunset is
beautiful.
All right. What do you call the enemy and the opposite of God?
Devil.
All right. Have you ever heard any funny terms or children's terms maybe for the devil?
Well, one is Satan, of course, mm-hmm. And the bad man.
Okay.
You go to the bad man if you're not careful.
All right. Is the boogeyman